Hi, I'm Phil Riley. Stay tuned to this frequency because something extra is happening at 8 o'clock this morning.
Hello, their very famous voice here saying, stand by, stay tuned, something extra is happening on this frequency at 8 o'clock this morning.
It's 8 o'clock on Tuesday, the 4th of April, 1989. I'm Les Ross. Welcome to XTRA Extra AM. Now, that's the cue for the champagne corks to pop in the boardroom. Go, well, they've stopped listening. Meanwhile, back in the studio, as you probably know, Extra invited Elvis Presley to launch the station. Well, unfortunately, he couldn't make it, for obvious reasons. But, wait for it, when Elvis heard that Extra AM was going to play lots of his records, he felt he just had to be a part of the proceedings. So, from his secret hideaway, live on the telephone, Elvis Presley. Elvis, everybody's been talking about you over the last year or two, saying that you were still alive and you've been seen all over the place. What's really been going on, Elvis?
Well, everything has happened to me so fast in the last year and a half. I'm all mixed up, you know. I mean, I can't keep up with everything that's happening.
And has the whole thing, all these years of hiding away, Elvis, how has it changed your life?
It's affected my sleep.
Yeah, how much sleep do you get?
Well, I average about 4 or 5 hours a night, I guess.
Is that enough?
Well, it's really not, but I'm used to it, and I can't sleep any longer.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of the stuff in the newspapers about you, Elvis, hasn't all been complimentary. Do you bear any animosity to the journalists who've written some of these things?
Well, not really. Those people have a job to do, and they do it.
And have you learned anything from the criticism of your pretending to be dead, for instance, in fact, still being alive?
No, I haven't, because I don't feel that I'm doing anything wrong.
Well, we've read that you've been spotted in all kinds of places. Did you actually buy a sink unit at a DIY store in the Midlands?
Well, I think that one takes the cake.
Well, where did that story come from?
I have no idea. I can't imagine.
And was it true that you bought a second-hand Citroen 2CV in Portsmouth?
The stories came out. it wasn't like that. I mean,
so you never were seen in all those places?
I never went out. It's funny.
Any special record you'd like us to play to get the station started?
Not any special one.
Well, what's your favorite kind of music?
I like a lot of the groups, you know, the Beatles, but I really like a lot of the music.
And we thank you for being part of our opening moments today, Elvis Presley.
Thank you very much.
That was Elvis Presley and Jailhouse Rock. And already we've had phone calls saying they spotted Elvis coming out of a phone box in Bedworth.